Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, a Bucks post-game update from fan insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
Bucks win 110-103. We'll get to some of the comments from inside the Bucks locker room coming up. But joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is our fan insider, Gary Wolfel. Haven't talked to this man in a while. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Jay-Z, how are you?
I'm good. Bucks win three straight against another Western Conference foe, which is really cool. And Eric Bledsoe, 3-0, of course, since being traded over. I do want to start, though, with John Henson, Gary, because Henson had another just tremendous game tonight. I mean, just all around, he just played really, really solid. And I think so far in the first 13 games, John Henson, this is probably the best John Henson I've seen maybe ever. The only issue I have is, can John Henson keep this up all season long?
Well, it's funny that you brought up John Henson's name, because I was thinking about him myself. And you know, statistically, he's had better games during the course of his career. I mean, he's had some monster games, but he's never had a game like tonight where he was such a force down the stretch. I mean, he was huge on basically both ends of the floor. I mean, I was looking at the play-by-play here. Get this. With 4 minutes to go, do you remember when he had that big block? It was a huge block that got him going. Then he had a 5-foot hook shot. He had another driving hook shot after that. Then he had a rebound and another rebound and a third rebound. And then, fittingly, he had the dunk, you know, with 12 seconds left. So just a tremendous game by John Henson.
Talking with our WSSP basketball insider, Gary Wolfel. I've been asking this here to Bucks fans tonight, Gary, about the offense itself, because I think with Bledsoe coming in, it's really added another element. I think you know that the strength of this team is going to be their shooting with Bledsoe, and we've seen Bledsoe already fit in well. I had a caller, just call in about communication, and it's something that they've been doing more of defensively, offensively. And Eric Bledsoe has been able to provide more energy to be pushing the ball to some of these guys. I think for the most part, three games in, Gary, I've been pretty pleased with what Eric Bledsoe has been able to bring to the table, and it's helped this offense.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, it's no secret. He's a good player. I mean, he's a fringe all-star player, and I had a long conversation with him before the game and after the game. And he told me, he said he wants to be an all-star one day. I said, also, what do you bring to the table for the Milwaukee Bucks? And the first thing he said was toughness. And you normally don't think of a 6'1" guard bringing toughness to a team, but he does. Yep. I mean, tonight I think he had, what, 7 rebounds?
Yeah.
He's fearless. He'll go in and play with the big boys. So, toughness is an element that the Bucks have been lacking. Some scouts around the league have told me they thought they're pretty soft, you know, outside of a couple guys that really get after you. You know, Middleton when he plays defense, and Snell when he plays defense. But for whatever reason, there's a lot of people out there that think the Bucks are on the soft side. But Eric Bledsoe is definitely not soft.
Do you think that this Bucks offense can be top five in the league?
Top five?
Yeah, top five.
When Jabari comes back, no question. I mean, you got 3 big-time scorers. Well, basically 4 big-time scorers then.
But do you put them all in the starting lineup? Or do you take one off the bench and they go off as your sixth man?
Well, I mean, in my world, I'd bring Eric Bledsoe off the bench. I don't think he's going to be willing to accept that role. But I think he would just be an unbelievable sixth man. You know, bring him off the bench and play him about 28 to 32 minutes a night. And with that second group, you know, give him the green light. Let him shoot whenever he wants, and he'd love to do that. But, my goodness, I mean, if Jabari comes back healthy, which I fully expect, you pair him with Giannis and you pair him with Middleton and Bledsoe, you're talking about one of the most potent offenses in the league. So it should be a lot of fun to see how this unfolds.
And just last thing for you, Gary, the defense itself. I mean, we see – In the first half, the Bucks give up 65 points to Memphis. In the second half,
they
give up 38. And really, this kind of just personifies what this defense is. There's going to be nights where it's going to look good. Everyone's following. The energy is there. They're communicating. And then there's going to be other nights where they're going to be leaving so many shooters wide open. It's going to be three after three after three, and you're done. It's over. Can this defense be at least top 15?
Yeah, I think they clearly can be, especially if John Henson plays like he did tonight, and especially if Eric Bledsoe plays like he did tonight. You know, I was talking to Bledsoe after the game about matching up against Mike Conley. I mean, those two have been going at each other, you know, for several years in the Western Conference. And, man, I'll tell you what, he made life miserable for Michael Conley down the stretch. So
sure did. 2 of 12 from the field tonight.
Exactly. So, I mean, if Eric Bledsoe plays that kind of defense, which he, you know, certainly is capable of, and John Henson, you know, he's not going to have nights like this every night, of course, but if he's remotely close to it, this could be a really dangerous team.
It's going to be interesting to see. Bucks go back at it against Detroit on Wednesday night. Gary, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you. Actually, you're on the morning show tomorrow, right?
I am, bright and early.
All right. what time again? I don't know. We don't communicate.
Put it this way, Joe. I'm working on a story for a Japanese magazine that has to be done by 3 o'clock. So.
Holy crap.
Well, I'll just probably stay right up.
3 a.m.? Holy crap.
Yeah. It's for a Japanese magazine. They wanted a feature story on Eric Bledsoe, and their deadline was tonight. So.
Cool. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, I'll leave you to it, Gary. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Yep, you got it. There he is, Gary Wolfel, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.